Hello, my friends. Blessing and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong in a very special interview today. And I have been looking forward to this for months and for months. You're so going to love this, and I cannot wait for us to get into it. So without any more fanfare, I'm just going to immediately get into this because I want to kind of take you through the journey of how I met this author. And I want to tell you the impact that she's made on my life and the impact that her books have made upon our community. One of the really cool things that I get to do now is I get to meet people that do extraordinary things. I've always done that as far as the trenches and saving boys and girls out of sexual slavery and the work that we do and digging wells. There are extraordinary people out there doing that and work we do with orphans. Our 13 leprosy villages we have in India, there's extraordinary people living in those places and doing amazing works, and the world does not celebrate them, but the kingdom does. And I've always just loved that. I fanboy over people that the world does not celebrate. And then in 2016, the Lord started expanding my footprint, and people started reading my books, and then I started getting on TV, and then I had my own TV, and started doing conferences. And, you know, I'm a 50-year overnight success. And In that process, I've got to meet some extraordinary people who bring their A game into their field. And the person I'm going to introduce to you today is one of those people. She's a voice in her field, and she understands her identity. She understands her purpose. She understands her assignment. And she takes on hell with a water pistol in an extraordinary way. Now, before I tell you who she is, everybody that's part of my tribe knows that a big, huge part of what we do is we battle the horrors of sexual trafficking. And in doing so, one of the things that we battle is the market for sexual trafficking, which is fueled by the onslaught of pornography. And I speak on it all over the world and say, look, I'm the most non-judgmental guy. I am not I'm not super religious, though I'm a drop dead, sold out Jesus freak. I'm not about putting rules and regulations, but I am about calling life life and calling death death. And I tell people, if you are watching pornography, you are watching a crime scene. If you're being entertained by pornography, you're being entertained by someone else being a slave, and someone else being tormented, and someone else being traumatized in something that they're going to have to deal with for the rest of their life. And you can call it whatever you want to call it, but God knows what to call it. And you had better line up your mouth and call evil, evil, and call good, good. I've got a lot of kickback, as you can imagine, all over the world. And here in the United States, not only is pornography a regular, acceptable part of our culture, but now it's being introduced. The sexualization of children is being introduced mainstream. We saw this thing happen on Netflix last year, and we're seeing Hollywood go, you know, it's not that big of a deal. As a matter of fact, there are pedophile organizations throughout the United States that say, you know, there can be a very nourishing sexual relationship between a grown man and between a child, and sometimes that's a part of it. No, it is not. And not on my watch. And as long as I have breath in my body, I will stand against that. But that doesn't mean that I'm skilled to do that. And it doesn't mean that I know really what to say, except for just to get mad. And getting mad is a good place to start, but it's not enough. We have to have next level counsel, and we have to have professional people who have dedicated their life to this to help us with that. So, introducing my friend. She is an author. She is dedicated and committed her life to helping not just adults, but actually children be able to recognize the dangers of pornography. And she actually has the understanding that there's no way that your child will not be introduced to pornography in one way or another. And we have to build skill sets with them on how to not participate in it. Friends, I would like to introduce to you the author of Good Pictures, Bad Pictures, Miss Kristen Jansen, and she's here with me right now. Hello, Kristen.
Hey, Troy. So good to be with you.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Thank you. Hey, whenever I first came across your picture, whenever I first came across your book, Good Pictures, Bad Pictures, I was in Florida and I was at a conference and there was a lady by the name of Jerrianne Webb who got up, held up your books and said, everybody in here needs to get this book. And she gave me a couple of copies of it. And I said, I've got grandkids. I want to help bring my grandkids into a place to where, you know, they know how to stand against this. And I read it and I was like, I got to get to know this gal. And here we are talking. And it's like it's a big deal to me that you and I are actually speaking. Thank you.
Well, it's a big deal to me too, Troy. I so appreciate people like you who get it, who understand how important it is that we teach our children from a young age to reject pornography and create that disposition in them that they want to reject pornography and they understand why. And so I think it's great that we're together and doing good together. Love it.
Well, it's a really good partnership. We gave a copy to every single family at Open Door Church. We gave them a copy of the first edition and the second edition, and wow, it's a valuable tool here. So let's just get off into this. Let's talk about this book. Let's talk about how do we fortify our children. And let me start off by asking you, what in the world could ever cause you to start writing books for young kids about the subject of pornography? It just doesn't seem like anybody could pull that off. How did you do that?
You may not believe this, but this was not a life goal of mine. I never wanted to get into this topic. I really avoided it. But one day I met a woman who told me a very sad story about her family and how her 17-year-old son they found out that he was sexually molesting his younger brothers and sisters from the 14-year-old down to the 4-year-old. And it was a large family, and come to find out, pornography was involved. And I had this long talk with her, and I woke up the next morning, and I just had this constant thought going in my brain that urged me to look for a book for this woman. Maybe I could help her, you know? So I went on Amazon, went on and tried to find a book that would help warn young children against pornography. I couldn't find anything. So I'm like, that's crazy, because I know that young children are being exposed online and in apps, you know, to pornography. And this was back in 2010. Yeah. Anyway, 2011, 10 years ago. And so I started to do some research. And I don't know about you, Troy, but the way I roll is I jump in and then figure out how to swim. Jumped into this and I thought, kids need a book. They need a book and I can write this book. And I thought it would take me a couple of weeks during the summer, but it took 3 years.
Wow.
Because it's a little harder than you think to write a book about pornography for kids and not mention sex. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to be available for parents even before they started to have the sex talks. Although I will say, the sooner you start that, the safer your kids will be. So anyway, that's good. How I got started and had a lot of help from other people that were wiser and smarter than me. So, you know, nothing we do of worth is ever done alone. And, so took 3 years to write Good Pictures, Bad Pictures, Pornproofing Today's Young Kids, which is for 7 to 11-year-olds. And then I kept getting questions and requests to write a book for younger children, which the first time a mother came up to me and said, do you have something for preschoolers? And I was like, it felt like someone had like sucker punched me, you know, in the gut.
Oh, a bit.
And it just was. And then I looked around. Oh, boy, every 3-year-old's on an iPad practically. So I can see, and I'd heard stories of young kids getting exposed. And now I've heard a lot more stories. So I wrote Good Pictures, Bad Pictures Junior, which is for kids ages 3 to 6. And I've read it to my grandson And my daughter has read it to her, you know, to her child. And so it's a super easy way, a comfortable way to tackle an uncomfortable topic.
Okay, so one of the big challenges you have with little kids or even with teenagers is actually being able to introduce, okay, how do I kind of wade off into this? I want to talk to these kids. I want to be able to introduce this. How do you even begin that conversation?
So the way I started the books was starting to talk about good pictures, right? You start with a positive thing. You say, these are good pictures. These are the kinds of good pictures that we can see that remind us of our friends and our family and the wonderful things that we've done. And then I go into, but not all pictures are good. There are some bad pictures. They can hurt you. And these bad pictures are called pornography. And I do that in the older book, but the younger book, you don't have to say the word pornography if you're not comfortable yet. Although I do recommend that to get comfortable with it. So you have power over it, right?
Yes.
And so then I just, so to start out is to begin with something you know. And sometimes parents can use a situation, maybe if they see a billboard, maybe if they see something in an ad that's not appropriate. But I think the reason a book is such a great way to start is that we're all used to reading books to our kids. And a book has a beginning and a middle and an end. And so you can easily get into it. And during that middle part, you can customize it. You can ask your own questions. And then it ends. And so, but the conversation shouldn't end there. You know, go back to it over and over again. And I will say, I've been surprised at how many children I've heard back from that they say this is their favorite book. And I did not see that coming, Troy, but they love feeling empowered. They love feeling trusted with an important topic. And it doesn't take their innocence away. It helps them protect their innocence. So,
anybody that thinks that your children are not going to be exposed to sexually explicit things doesn't understand the world that we're living in. I mean, you can't, as you stated that, you can't even drive down the road without a billboard or something like that just assaulting you, much less, you know, even like all my grandkids. I have seven grandkids. They all get computers in school and they all have computers from their school. They all come home with iPads. And the other day, one of my grandchildren was at my house and he had his iPad with him. And I got on there and just said, show me what you look at. And the first thing that came up was a big, colorful thing that said, click here to find out if you're gay. That was the first thing that, and I was like, what? He's 8 years old. And I was like, wow, man. And I mean, what that is you have to be actively involved in this because filters are not enough. Thinking, okay, if that comes from the school, it's going to be fine. If it's in my house, it's fine. Whatever. Those things are not enough. And I mean, I realize that. And what would you say to people that think that filters are enough?
Well, I would say that there's always a way to get around filters. Because even if you lock everything down, even if you had the perfect filter on all of your devices, your kids go to school. Again, school devices, you're not allowed to put your own filter on them. It has to be done by the school and you don't know what kind of filtering they use. And we do recommend filters, though, and parental controls.
Of course.
One of the filters we really like is Canopy. You can go to defendyoungminds.com and we have an article all about it. Okay. So check that out. It uses artificial intelligence to block, you know, in milliseconds to block pictures. And so it's actually a really fine tool and love it. So, but even them, when I talk to anybody that runs, you know, has a filtering product, well, all of them will admit every child needs an internal filter. And I coined that phrase several years ago because it's the only filter that will go with them wherever they go. So an internal filter is just something that you build step by step by educating your child and building this disposition in them to reject pornography, and so that they know and have a lot of different reasons why they need to reject it. And so that internal filter will really come through for them no matter what situation they're in.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about a situation that Leanna and I were involved in. We were doing youth camp, and this was for young high school. This was like 8th and 9th graders, and we were doing a youth camp, and there was all these beautiful girls, and they're such sweet girls. They are good girls. They make good choices. They love the Lord. All those things. They have great families. And one night at youth camp, while we had them all separated, I was telling them, I said, listen, if there's anything that you want to talk to Leanna and I about, I want to pray for you. I'm here for you. We love you. We bless you. And all these girls got together, and there were 7 of them that approached us. And we're like, what? And these girls started crying. They just said, we're afraid to tell you this, Pastor Troy, but we watch pornography every day. And we have seen pornography since we were little girls, and we don't want to have that in our lives. And I'm like, I asked this one girl who I've known for a long time. I said, how did that get started with you? And she said, well, I had a friend over my house when I was a 5th grader, and she showed me some things. We got on the computer and she showed me some things. And she said, I have seen pornography literally every day since I was in the 5th grade. And I am, they were crying, say, please don't think bad about us. I'm like, I do not think bad about you. I love you. And you girls are good girls. But they were literally terrified that they would never be able to live life without looking at pornography. And they were 8th and 9th grade girls.
And they wanted out.
And they wanted out. They didn't want it in their life. They didn't, they were tired of the shame of it. They were tired of all the trash that goes with it. So what would you say to a parent or to a grandparent or somebody like that, that finds that their teenage children have already been involved in pornography, already well engaged, what can they do?
Well, the first thing is realizing that good kids get pulled into porn.
Yep.
And when they get pulled in and they start using it, it can easily become an addiction. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of brain science we could get into and neuroscience, but believe me, it can become an addiction just as much as cocaine or meth or alcohol. And maybe even worse, because you can't get meth through your cell phone for free in the privacy of your bedroom 24/7. Which you can get porn for free, because the models of pornography, the distribution models of pornography have changed to kind of like YouTube sites. So they get their money through advertising, not like a paid, you know, they do have paid subscriptions, but there's so much free porn out there. And so what I would say is before you confront, like if you find out that you're, daughter, we have several articles about girls watching, you know, looking at porn and how they get into that on defendyoungminds.com. We also have a guide called My Kid Saw Porn, Now What? A Smart Plan for Parents. And that's a guide on defendyoungminds.com, which is a wonderful compilation and curation of steps that you go through. And also advice from other parents that have found themselves in this situation and therapists. So we have this wonderful compilation of very relevant information that you can get through quickly. And I would say the first step is, though, stay calm. So we have SMART, the SMART plan, S-M-A-R-T. S stands for stay calm. You can take your time. When you find out that your child has looked at porn or sought porn or has been looking at porn for a while, take your time and work with yourself for a few days to deal with your own emotions, because you're going to have emotions, maybe fear, anger, embarrassment, you know, shock. And you deal with those first before you go and confront your child or start to talk with your child. But then we have some lists of questions, the questions you need to get answered. And I will say this, don't go into it like an interrogation, right?
Yeah, right on.
Go into it like a conversation and drip, drip, drip. Get a little here, get a little there. As they start to trust you, not to freak out, not to judge them, then they will open up because these kids want a safe place to talk. They came to you because they trusted you.
Yes, ma'am.
And every parent needs to, you know, be that trusted person. And if I may, Troy, I'll just end this little part by giving a story. So a mom read her 9-year-old son good pictures, bad pictures. 3 days later at school, a friend comes up to him on the schoolyard and shows him pornography on his phone. So this little third grader, little 9-year-old boy, he recognizes it. And he goes home and he tells his mom and he says, "Mom, I was scared, but I knew what to do. I was scared, but I knew what to do." Can you just feel the burden coming off this poor boy's shoulder?
Yes.
And so it's so important for us to be that safe place for our kids.
Friends, I am talking to Kristen A. Jensen, the author of Good Pictures, Bad Pictures. And Ms. Jensen, where can people find all of this information? Where can they find your book? Where can they find all the resources that you're offering?
Yeah, well, you can find information about our books and links to go purchase it on defendyoungminds.com. Mm. We also have several guides that talk about specific topics like the one I just mentioned, which is my kids saw porn, now what? And I would say any parent that has a child, even if your child hasn't, you know, reported seeing porn yet, they probably will. And so it's a good, you know, way to prepare yourself. But we have a lot of free guides about protecting your child from sexual abuse, because we know that a child that knows how to reject pornography is much safer from sexual abuse, because perpetrators often use pornography to groom their victims. So make your kids safer from sexual exploitation of all kinds by helping them understand how to reject and why they need to reject pornography. So defendyoungminds.com, you can find all those articles and guides and more information about the book, which is on Amazon and has been an Amazon number one bestseller for years and years.
Well, Kristen Jensen, author of Good Pictures, Bad Pictures, somebody who takes on hell with a water pistol, I want to tell you that we are proud of you. We are grateful for you. Be sure and go to defendyoungminds.com and get all these valuable resources and arm yourself and fortify your family. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for being a part of all this. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Pastor Troy. Appreciate it.
From the very beginning, the Lord has called our tribe to be the hands and the feet of King Jesus to the poor and to the world's most vulnerable. We have been demonstrating the heart of the Lord in at least 53 nations throughout the world by building nearly 100 water wells, schools and homes for orphans, leprosy villages in India, and even now we are feeding more than 3,000 people every single week right here in the United States through our local food banks. Several years ago, we built a massive effort to save boys and girls from the terrors of sexual slavery. You know, the number of redeemed children is now in the thousands, thousands of kids rescued, and those numbers are growing every single day. When you partner with Troy Brewer Ministries, not only are you helping me preach the gospel, but you're actually helping me demonstrate it through selfless acts of redemption and also helping us see a little boy or a little girl saved in every way that a child can be saved. We know we can't do it alone, so we're asking you to prayerfully consider being a part of our tribe. When you call us today or when you go to troybrewer.com, and once you partner with us, not only will you receive the blessing of God for this great kingdom effort, but you will also receive free access to our video teaching platform at troybrewer.tv. It's video on demand, point, click, and have your life change. It's all of my school of ministry, all of my school of prophecy, all of my videos called Numbers That Preach, all of my pulpit teaching, and even all of my conferences with guests from all over the planet Earth. This is our free gift to all of our monthly partners, and I encourage you to take advantage of it. Go to troybrewer.com and partner with us today.